Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
I had this conversation with him, and he's telling us the next year is going to be fantastic. I got my good friend with me here, Mr. Trump. We're really glad the president took a couple minutes to be with us this morning. It's a pleasure having you here. It's a pleasure having you here. Oh, thumbs up. All right, he gives us thumbs up. He's good. See, listen, we just had this conversation with him, and he's telling us the next year is going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. But also, he told us that it's only going to be fantastic if you take personal responsibility and do what you got to do before next year. All right. So it's the season where everybody's kind of wrapping the roofing business down. Things are kind of slowing down. A couple Flexion jobs still going. But for the most part, things are winding down for the year and coming to a halt. But that doesn't mean that you put a closed sign on your door and walk out and turn that sign back around come spring. I would suggest that you start thinking about next year. What can you do different next year so that you can have a better year next year than you did this year? I assume everybody watching this wants to have a bigger year next year than this year. So what can you do now and start implementing in your business, whether it's marketing ideas, marketing strategies, whatever it is that you can put in place now and start working out that come springtime, you can be on the rise rather than just starting to turn those gears and starting to get that flywheel rolling. I'd suggest you kind of keep the momentum going throughout the winter and into the spring. And then it's not as much like starting over as it's just continuing to go. Now that's your roofing business. Now I know some of you guys, quite a few of you, not only do your roofing, but you also train other guys how to do roofing. This time of the year is the best time, and into the winter and into the spring is the absolute best time to bring on a handful of new contractors, show those guys a business, and get them guys involved. That way, come springtime, you can go work with those guys rather than spending your time looking for some new guys. Something that I would suggest if you want to grow that size of business to higher, you know, levels, and you really want to make that happen, I would suggest that you work at that every day. You know, you don't have to put 8 hours a day into it to see a huge result. Obviously, the more time, the better. But if you can put, you know, an extra phone call or two or three in every day, calling a new client, maybe doing some follow-up on some existing guys that showed interest, those kind of things, that's what it's going to take for you to add those new guys in. That way, come springtime, you can all work together a little more as a team instead of wasting nice weather trying to find some new guys to work with. There's a couple of scripts that I would just throw out there, and I would really encourage you guys to stick with the scripts, because if you can stick with a script that works, you will have a higher percentage of the people you talk to give you a positive response. Let me give you a couple scripts. We have this book, Simplify the Sale. Just a couple scripts maybe to go with. If you meet that new guy, wherever it might be, it's the gas station at you know, Lowe's or Home Depot, maybe at a restaurant, maybe you just picked up your phone and you cold called some new guys, but have a script that has it gets their attention really quick, and it typically gets them to say, yes, I want to know more. So what would a script like that sound like?
If you missed the Leadership Essentials seminar, you can now get the full recordings, plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a 4-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead and grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.
It could just be pretty simple. It might sound like this. Hey, you know, just want to introduce myself. I'm Matt. Let you know I specialize in helping guys get started in the commercial roofing industry. And the guys that we get started are, on average, they're telling us they're able to double and triple doing our systems. Does that sound like something you might want to know more about? The general answer from somebody, if you use the script and stick to the script, is going to be, yeah, that sounds like something I'd want to know more about. See, a lot of guys know they should be using a script like this or something similar, but then they go back to the old ways of doing things that their go-to might be, hey, have you ever heard of Conklin? Well, that's a lot better than not talking to him at all, but it's not a quick grab attention kind of a script. It's not something that they, you know, they might say, yeah, I've heard of Conkle, and they might say no. And then what do you say next? Every answer can vary. They might ask you, well, I've heard of Conklin, but I don't really know much about him. Tell me a little bit about him. You know, that's all great. But if you can have a script that grabs their attention that says, we show contractors how to double or triple, does that sound like something you might want to know more about? You're going to get a better response and a quicker interest to where you can actually, you might not have time to really go into things there, but at least you can set up a coffee meeting, or you can set up a breakfast meeting, or you can invite them to a training, those kind of things. This book that I just showed you, Simplify the Sale, has a handful of other scripts. So figure out what script works the best for you to get that positive yes answer. I would like to know more about that right out of the gate. And you're going to have more success. You're going to have a higher ratio of people listening to what you got to say, but you have to stick to your script to make that happen. So find a script and figure out a script that works well for you, and just use it over and over and over and over. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just stick with what works. Stick with what grabs attention. And I think you're going to find that when you can do that, you're just going to like the results a whole lot better. So there, I've taken up enough of your time. I, again, hope you are having a fabulous Monday morning.
If you missed the Leadership Essentials Seminar, you can now get the full recordings, plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a four-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead. And grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.